Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor. We try to give you some bonus episodes here on the podcast feed. This is the weekly episode of Floor's Yours, which you can find originally on the Five Reasons Sports YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. This is from Brian Fonseca, Tony Schwartz, Sean Rochester, and Timothy Bain. We got the whole crew together. The latest Floor's Yours trade discussions throughout the NBA and how it might affect the Miami Heat.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome to the first Floor is Yours of 2024. I am not going to mess up the intro as I did 2 weeks ago. If you saw that or if you heard that, you know what happened. Timmy wasn't here, but I'm sure word got to him. And at the time of recording this, Victor Wembanyama just got dunked on by Giannis. So there's that. I'm Brian Fonseca. Over here is Timmy Bain. We have Tony Schwartz. We have Sean Rochester. We have the full crew here, Floor is Yours crew, for the first time in a while. Tony just housed some pizza right before we got on. I'm about to house dinner. And yes, Gompo is ready. We are going to get into the trade stuff right now. Okay, so OG Anunoby is obviously gone to New York. So he's in my city now. And the Raptors in exchange, Emmanuel Quickly, RJ Barrett. We're not going to break down the trade. Don't care who won, who lost, none of that stuff. What we're here to talk about is who could potentially be next. And I'm going to kick it around the room. I will go to Timmy first because he brings up the point before the show. Zach LaVine is about to come back.
He's back tomorrow. And you know, they've been saying that they're better without him. And a lot of people say that they're not better without the player, Zach LaVine. They're better than the Zach LaVine that has been playing this year. Very selfish. His shot isn't falling. I mean, it's the UN theory that players play better without their star, but eventually they come back down to earth. You know, January 15th is around the corner, the day when all of the players signed this summer can be traded. So this is a big week for Zach LaVine. Can he show other teams that he's healthy? Because Wolf said that there's no market for Zach. No. The reason why you're getting some churns because he's a clutch client. If he wasn't a clutch client, there would be no bombs being dropped, no innuendos, no Lakers cooking up the jersey swaps and the lot. There is no market for a $200 million player who cannot who's made the playoffs once in his career. Once. Uno.
say less D comments.
I don't see Maury. I don't see
Zach
Maury.
Let me read the comment for the audio audience to me. Salas D comments, Zach LaVine going to Sean City. Sean City would be Philadelphia.
They have empty calorie stats and Kelly Oubre on the minimum, so they don't need Zach LaVine.
I actually could see Zach LaVine going to the Pistons because they need to do something. That was an off-the-wall rumor. Like, the Pistons had to do something.
I don't want that for Kate Cunningham. Zach LaVine, real quick, because you talked about how uninteresting of an asset he might be. $40 million this year, $43 million after that, $46 million after that, and $49 million after that player option that he will probably opt into, and that will be when he's on the other side of 30.
Disgusting.
Sean, you're shaking your head, and I probably would do the same thing if I wasn't teeing you up for this question. But is there somebody else who's more interesting to you in terms of who else can maybe tilt the scales in the NBA trade-wise? Because Zach LaVine, to me, is interesting just because of the name, but I don't actually care where he goes beyond the fun of talking about a transaction and because his contract sucks and he's a clutch client. So I think it's going to be maybe the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, Lakers are the team that just keeps coming up. Obviously, as Heat fans, we hear the buzz with the Heat, but I just don't see anything behind it. The other teams, I would think, are those like mid-major, like can't get in the room with the big free agent. So like this is the way that you get that type of guy. But I just don't know who that would be. Like who is that mid-market, you know, like that wants to try to be relevant but isn't? Basically what Chicago did when they got him and now they don't want him anymore. Like you're not going anywhere with him as your number one. You needed him to be like your number three, maybe two with a really, really good number one. I don't know. I just don't think that there's a market. And if you're going to get him for the cheap, like, you know, probably expirings, oh, who and where? I mean, sorry, Zach.
Maybe the Kings finally give up on Harrison Barnes. I don't know.
Tony, do you have a name other than Zach LaVine that we should be looking at?
No. I mean, star-wise, it's going to be Zach that's going to go next, especially he's getting healthy and the team's doing so well without him. But I think the, like, on the fringes guys, the Alex Burks, the, you know, the Evan Fourniers, if I want to hit a little closer to home for you, those are the guys that I think move next. I think that Memphis is trying to win basketball games right now. So you have Luke Kennard that's coming back healthy, John Conchar out there. I think those are the dudes that get traded next, these mid-market teams moving to try and compete. If they feel like they're have an ability to, or the teams are starting to slump off and get out. Like, what is Dallas going to do with Rashawn Holmes, who doesn't seemingly have a fit right now on the roster, and they desperately need a big that can help create some offense for them? What is Charlotte doing with Gordon Hayward, which might be a destination for Zach LaVine when it's all said and done, because they have a straight-up trade that they could make? And then the team's feeling pressure to be successful right now, like the Phoenix Suns, the Atlanta Hawks, and Boston, who need to finalize their roster. So it's like, you know, is DeAndre Hunter the next guy they can move? Because Atlanta's in a weird spot. Those are the guys I'm looking at right now.
So I have a player for you guys. His averages are 20.3 points, 3.9 rebounds, 2.9 assists, and he plays 35 minutes a game. Who am I?
A Tyler Hero? No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
You're on the right shade, though. You're on the right shade.
Jordan Clarkson? Wow.
It's not Austin Reeves. I'll tell you.
Austin Reeves?
Oh, you said right shade. Never mind.
Yeah.
Dante DiVincenzo?
What white dude is averaging that?
Bogey. Bogdanovic.
But that's different. We don't call it. Well, you know, we had this conversation last week. That's a different. Is it?
Jovic in games he starts on the West Coast?
Ooh. Oh, okay. Let's go to the comments. Let's go to, because we actually got a bunch of comments on this. And chat, what do you guys think? Who should we be talking about? Because we're seeing some Pascal Siakam here, and I actually think this is an interesting name to pick to.
Yeah, so I go ahead, Brian.
The biggest thing for me with the Knicks-Raptors exchange was, well, it was two things, actually, but one big on each side. One, the Knicks signaling, hey, we're not done yet because OG Anunoby has been acquired, but also they still have Evan Fournier as a trade chip, his contract, and also all of their first round picks. So they gave up a really good second round pick. That second round pick is basically going to be a first round pick that they have the discretion of, like, how are they going to sign the contract, make it a 4-year deal. They're basically going to treat that as a first round pick, is Toronto, because that second round pick is from Detroit.
31.
Yes, 31, it's going to be 31, 32, 33, whatever. But that's basically going to be a late first, right? And on top of that, on the Toronto side, you acquire that. You acquire RJ Barrett. You acquire Emmanuel Quickly. You still have Pascal Siakam there, who's an expiring contract. And I think he's the name for me where I think wherever he goes, he'll be more impactful than Zach LaVine. And I think Pascal Siakam is a team that, like, I used to think Philly would kind of make sense, but I don't think he's running back to Nick Nurse with open arms necessarily. But I think Pascal Siakam is an interesting name to talk about. Salas D brings him up. Van Lee brings him up. Wells says probably Levine because clutch presser MSI will be stingy with Siakam. I think that's an interesting thing to watch.
The issue with Siakam is that he doesn't want to sign an extension.
Right. He wants to hit free agency.
He's refusing to sign an extension. So as a team, why am I going to give up picks for a guy who's not going to promise me he's going to stay?
We're getting a lot of
with a new ownership. That's who Dallas. That's who
that. Dallas is interesting. Expand on that before we get to some other because we got DeJounte Murray in the comments.
Look at their contracts.
Yeah. So
I just looked up Dennis Schroeder's contract, thinking like maybe because they have IQ now, they would flip him, and maybe they still could. I didn't realize he makes about 12, 13 million a year for the next 2 years, and I know he had a good season.
He got the full mid-level after the World Cup.
You don't like Dennis Schroeder, Sean?
I do, but not at 12 or 13 million dollars.
Not at that price.
Oh, I don't mind him at that price. He makes a little bit less than Tyus Jones.
Right? To Tony's point,
I mean, it's not overpaying him. Don't get me wrong, but like I in my mind thought, like remember the Lakers signed him for the minimum, right? Like they got him on the cheap. Yeah. I thought his contract was still on the cheap. It's not on.
Not Victor Oladipo.
He was the FIBA World Cup MVP, Sean. Come on.
So to Tony's point, you can get to Siakam with Holmes and Timmy Hardaway Jr. That's easy.
How many firsts do the Mavericks have left?
They should have a good bunch. I don't think they trade first often. So you can get the salary for Siakam easily with Timmy and Holmes.
And there's been smoke about them potentially trading Tim Hardaway Jr. for a while.
For like four years.
You don't want him with Miami.
No, I read Welsh's comment that said he wants another Depot day because I miss watching the ball go flat. Love Depot. I'm sorry for his situation, but I know the managers of the Miami Heat are happy that they don't have to inflate the balls every day anymore.
number nine comments, Tyus Jones, who's an interesting name to pivot to. Shit, this might just be the whole show. We might just do this the whole show. Let's
they get to DeJounte Murray. First round picks, by the way, and Dallas theirs. Yeah, and they're all theirs.
I don't think you need all four for Pascal.
No, I mean, he is an NBA player, but he's expiring. You could throw in a first and a second, Timmy and Holmes, and because they really want to build around Scotty. So you have Scotty and Quick and RJ, and then that's your core.
All right, let's do DeJounte Murray. Talk about him.
You missed the last show. Sean asked a good question.
What was that? And
I said that Murray would be perfect on the Pelicans.
Really? For who?
I mean, I didn't look at the trade, but I just think that CJ should be a two. I don't think CJ should be a point guard. I could actually put it up right now for you.
Yeah. Does it have to be Brandon Ingram? Because, okay, so no. Let's back up a bit. There was smoke going into the summer about, oh, they may split up Zion and Ingram, and obviously Brandon Ingram would have been the guy that
because they really love Scoot.
The Pelicans. Oh yeah, there was smoke about them trading up in the draft and whatever. But yeah, I think DeJounte Murray is a great idea, like in just concept, but
idea, very important word.
I don't think he's what. Like, everyone has this idea he's an amazing defender. He's not, and he's actually gotten worse defensively since he left San Antonio, where he was a pretty good defender. I think even all defense once. But he's not that dude. And then he's not good enough to sort of play him on the ball all the time. And then he's not good enough to where you want to play him off the ball because he's struggling with that right now. And, you know, we understand why. But I just think he's going to be in a tricky sort of spot. Like, you have to really have an environment that's suited for what DeJounte Murray does. And it's kind of tricky because he's a guard that's kind of unreliable from three. You think he could defend better than he actually has. And he's clearly not a number one. Where do you slot him? Tony, you have DeJounte Murray thoughts at all? Because he's a name that's been going around and around, even though I think Atlanta could potentially like just stay where they're at for the time being. And it just extended DeJounte Murray too.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, they could. I think that you just kind of look at teams that could use the DeJounte Murray. The Pacers are a fun squad. It pops like right into my head. Could use that kind of guard there. And, you know, the Bulls end up, they're going to end up needing another guard. And I think that the thing with Zach kind of can track if they add in some salary. If that's another dump spot for him,
Trey and Levine is wow. That's 70 points for your backcourt right there.
Could you make me dislike the Hawks even more?
I think, but that's the deal for the Hawks, right? Because they're not giving up on Trey Young. You know, they're going to just try and continue to make it work around him because you can't admit defeat there. He's just too young and too talented. But
you mean the king? You mean the King of New York? I see.
That's the one, the lollipop. So I've been kicking that around in my head. Like, I think Zach LaVine can end up in Atlanta. There's a couple guys there that make it work. They could even make it work without even trading DeJounte. But, you know, those are the two spots that come to mind. I think he'd be fun in the Pacers. I think he'd be fun in Sacramento. And I think the teams that need a defensive guard out there that doesn't need to shoot because they have shooting other places on the floor.
Speaking about the Pacers, they also checked in on Siakam.
Yeah,
Greg's been all over that they've been really hard after him. So, you know, the DeJounte thing, to Brian's point, you look at him, the measurables are defensive. Like, you look at him, and I think, and I saw this in the comments, when you're in Atlanta, the Atlanta system, I don't think is ideal for him. Like, I don't know where he's going to go next, but I think he's going to have an upswing in his productivity on both ends of the floor when he gets away from Atlanta, when he gets away from Trey, if and when that ever happens.
There was like a 2-day thing where they hired Snyder and everybody said, okay, they'll trade to the Lakers. Because Murray is the type of guard that Snyder, if you look at his work in Utah, you would thought that maybe they'd trade give up on Trey, let Trey go be with LeBron, and Murray would really get back to basics. Because if I'm not mistaken, Snyder is also a pop disciple, right? Like, he came from that coaching bench. So I thought for like 3 days that maybe, okay, to kick Trey out of here, because Snyder has a reputation of being this kind of tough guy, you know, with his guards. And like,
not with those glasses. Jack Azul comments, I want Gogi for 1 day contract. The homie deserves it. Talk about Goran Dragic. Congrats on his retirement.
I actually wanted you guys' opinion on that. Why didn't we not just wave Drew and let Gogi ride the bench?
They can't wave Drew. It's a guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
That's right.
They kind of just can't do it. Also, I don't see what the point of that would be anyway. Van Lee, I think Masai takes a swing at LaVine.
Ooh. God,
but
so,
yuck,
so the Siakam yuck, go to the yuck. So the Siakam go to the Bulls.
Yuck! Why would you?
See,
why would you?
Some nasty
why would you swallow that $200 million contract? That's disgusting. That's worse than Pepto. That's
well,
disgusting.
Here's why: because the Raptors look. If the Raptors really wanted to blow it up, they wouldn't acquire RJ Barrett and Emmanuel quickly. They would have just opted for picks and matching salary. They got Emmanuel quickly. They got RJ Barrett. So they got a hometown kid who. You think he can still become somebody. He's 23 years old still. And you got Emmanuel quickly, who some people, myself included, think he can potentially be the better player in that deal years from now, right? And I think if you're doing that LaVine deal, which I don't think they're going to do, but let's just talk it out, right? If you do LaVine and you're all of a sudden running IQ, LaVine, RJ Barrett, and LaVine has a long-term contract. It's like you're telling your fans, hey, not winning a title, but
they're
remaining competitive beyond the timeline of Pascal Siakam, whose contract is expiring, who's probably going to have to be flipped anyway. Now, I would not do that. I would not want to be in the Zach LaVine business. There are just some players that are off limits for me, non-negotiable. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Trae Young, Carl Anthony Towns is very close. Like there's some players I'm just not fucking with them. I don't care what it is, right?
I don't know the exchange rate when you go to Canada, but I think his contract's still bad if he goes to Canada.
It's more.
What other comments we have before we pivot to some all-star voting real quick before we get out of here? Well says, can someone pour one out for the homie Goran? Drew getting hurt, which guarantees his contract ruin his only Miami hopes. I'm going to sound like a dick. I'm not that interested in Goran Dragic talk because he's retired. And it's like, I don't know what you want.
It's such a New Yorker brand.
Like, it's cool. Like, they'll probably retire his number at some point, which, you know, it's number seven. It's a common number. So be careful with that one. All right. What else we got here?
I do think... the more likely Bulls trade is going to be Caruso, just for like 3 picks.
Caruso,
like
this, I think
this
Caruso,
guy.
Caruso is going to piss somebody off, because
he's not worth 3 first-round picks, but he's like one of the best POA defenders in the league right now.
What if he goes to the Celtics?
So I saw Brad Stevens says he wants another big wing. I don't actually see what they can get because they only. I think they're. There are two exceptions, like 6.5 million. They're not a lot of good players. I think Caleb, but he was never like send Caleb to Boston. Maybe Cody Martin goes to Boston. You know, like they're haunted by the ghost of Caleb last of July. Maybe they get his twin brother.
Rob Sports comments. What is it? Y'all are underestimating an IQ, LaVine, RJ, Scotty, and Jakob lineup.
Van Lee,
that's trash.
I tried to get that on the show card. Trust me.
Did anyone see the press conference where Giannis says he thinks about the
My god, what is his problem? Dude said, like, I can understand every part, but why are you thinking about
because you gotta think about angles, pace, space, all of it, man.
Well, Giannis is the same dude who posted a birthday gift that he got one time that is it was like a button that said push me for a blowjob or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I know y'all remember that. Giannis, I'm not Giannis, making this shit up.
He takes the word Greek freak very seriously.
Hey, one more before we get off DeJounte. Just one more. Is there any Philadelphia possibility?
I think they go for Boogie. I think
they're gonna do something. Philly, yeah. I don't think Raptors are all gonna do something.
Yeah, but to your point with Murray, I don't think you bring in. I actually don't know what they need, because maybe another big wing, because Batum is on his last legs.
Is it an upgrade for Melton? Can you just send Melton out with, like, I don't know, somebody else?
They have all those expiring contracts of hill
Rocco,
four guys.
They have Morris and Rocco. So I feel like the Sixers actually are behind schedule, because January 1st, all their players became available to be traded. One player who I think is going to be traded that we aren't speaking about yet, I think the Thunder needs to trade Davis Bertans for Lauri Markkanen. I don't care if it's 6 or 7 picks. I think.
How the fuck did we get here? Hold on. Slow down.
Sorry, wait a minute.
I was still processing the DeJounte Murray shit, and all of a sudden we're getting Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, I think Lauri is going to be the one who gets traded, who changes the playoff picture. Like, all these trades are cute, right? But I think the one trade that actually going to change the playoffs is Lauri.
All right, more comments, please, Manny. MM says, will Miami go after a big fish? Or are they just going to stick with role players? Okay. There's a real answer to this. And then there's also like a content answer to this. Now, MM, if you're still here with us, do you want the real answer or do you want the content answer? Because I can give you the content answer. But I don't know if you're going to like the real answer. The real answer is also just a guess. But I feel like we'd all like kind of agree. Like, there are people who are going to try to send, you know, DeJounte Murray and Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine and Alex Caruso to the Heat. And I'm not sure that they'd get any of those guys. But, you know, the real answer is, I don't know if they're going to do shit. That's going to be my answer. I just don't know. They should. I think they should. I don't think you could let Kyle Lowry expire. I mean, you could.
Do you watch the Miami Heat? Do you follow?
But that's the thing to me. That's the thing. It's like, they got to do something. They got to do whatever. But this is the same team who, once Damian Lillard went to the Milwaukee Bucks, they were like, all right, we'll see what happens. And so far in the regular season, what are they, 20-14 now? They'd be 25-9, 26-8 if they were any good in the fourth quarter. I'm going to keep beating this fucking drum because they suck in fourth quarters. They're 11-23. I'm keeping the tally all season long. Sean knows, because I text him like after every game, like the next morning. I text him and Greg. I'm like, this is the fourth quarter update. And I bet on them to lose the fourth quarter yesterday, and they did not, assholes. So 11-23.
That's what you get.
11-23 in fourth quarters, minus 100 point differential. Okay? Minus 100. Exactly. And I think a trade would probably help, because you need to get better rotation guys that you can rely on. One or two, right? I don't think they need a star. I don't think they need a drastic thing. What you need is to get healthier. I don't know if you're going to get fully healthy. You need to get healthier.
I've given up on ever expecting the Miami to be healthy. It's been 4 years now since we signed Jimmy, and it's always something. Right now, it's Caleb Highsmith. Josh Richardson was perfectly fine in New Orleans last year. Now he has back issues. Jimmy, someone stepped on Jimmy foot. Now I've never heard of in my life where there's a right toe inflammation irritation. I think Miami is making up injuries at this point. It's ridiculous. And again, I've been a Heat fan since 2002. You know, like, I tend those down. I respect the most roughness, toughness, meanness, well-conditioned thing. But maybe at some point, maybe these guys are too conditioned. Like, maybe they're breaking down the body. Like, I'm not sure.
Jesus. Rob Sports says, I'd empty the tank for Cade Cunningham.
Cunningham is doing that himself. He doesn't need anybody to empty anything.
Be careful. Be careful with those kind of comments. This is a family show. Sean, Sean and Tony, you, Sean first, Tony after. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Just actually give me a legitimate prediction on, do you think, since MM asked the question, and I'm sure other people care, do you think that he'd actually do anything? And if so, what is that? Because I have a realistic best case scenario that I haven't gotten to yet. But you guys go first.
So let me expand on, I think, what Timmy was saying to you, is that you have Kyle Lowry as the big movable piece, right, as the expiring contract. But he's actually played pretty well. Like, right. Ignore the number. I get it. Like, I know he's not paid and, you know, he's overpaid, whatever. He's played pretty well this season. So if you trade him, and I'm Mr. Positionless, and you don't get a point guard back, then you have to be cool with either Tyler playing point or a collection of people. Him, Jaime, Jimmy, Bam, Caleb, etc. If you're not cool with that, then you can't trade Kyle. Take that off the table. The freaking Undertaker, who has risen from the depths, Duncan Robinson,
Fox,
who has went from, I will attach everything to get rid of him, get him the hell out of my city, to, we can't trade him. Can't
most approved under- player and- candidate, Sean.
He's
most approved player
not candidate. Not even joking. I would not trade that boy for not much less right now.
And so if you're not going to trade Duncan, now that's another contract off the table. And the next one then obviously is Tyler, and that's a big, big name that only you would trade him for certain types of people. And we named a couple people tonight that maybe you might trade him for, but, you know, it's borderline, right? Big names like the Dame Lillard types aren't coming out in the season. So other than that, what are you talking about? Caleb Jovic, Thomas Bryant, those types of guys, right? Like the collection of scraps on the bench.
I saw Bleacher Report say maybe, Sean, you trade Caleb and Jovic for Caruso.
No, it was Caleb, Jovic, and a first.
Oh, yuck.
For Caruso.
Yuck.
And I posted that was the worst trade I've seen on the app, formerly known as Twitter, now currently known as X, in years. That was the worst trade I've ever seen. Like, Tony, what are we doing?
Tony, step in here. Do you have thoughts on this? And for the record, I love Alex Caruso, but I would not do that for Alex Caruso. Not a chance.
I think the Heat have a tendency to get guys that they've wanted and guys that they've scouted. It would not surprise me, since Reggie Bullock doesn't have a role in Houston, if they circle back to Reggie, who they wanted in the offseason.
His contract gets guaranteed tomorrow. I'm actually watching that because I don't know if Houston might just waive him. He has until, I think, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, however, Miami typically doesn't let go of players they think fit the system. There's not that many dudes in the league that they believe could work here. If they cared about him then, he's $2 million. Even if they guarantee it, it fits right into Nikola's money. It fits right into a couple people's money if they want to do it. And I think there's something there with Jock Landale to get your guard big center. Help in one quick swoop.
Another guy that they have had interest in since the draft, whenever it was 5 years ago, is DFS. And that's one of those trades that I think it fits the bill again, is Finney Smith. You could talk about one of their guards, potentially
Spencer.
You know, I know Mikal Bridges comes up, but that's the pipe dreams type shit. But like, DFS to me is one of those perfect types of fits. I know Tyus Jones keeps getting mentioned in the comments. He's a guy that, you know, I think has a relationship with Jimmy. Goes back to
Minnesota. So like, he took him to watch his little brother play in college. So, yeah, they go back deep.
What's his name? Kenyon Martin Jr. is in Philly, basically not playing, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Which is a shock because everyone thought that he's going to be like the only player to actually play out of all those guys. And he's just on the bench.
Jay Sean Tate. Like, there's just like those names that always come up that you're right, Tony. Miami always circles back to these types of guys. And I think it's those types of players that we're realistically in on, not the guys that are the big names that, you know, everybody really wants.
But it goes back to your point, Sean. They don't have the contracts. So let's say DFS. DFS is $13 million. Miami can't really get the 13 million, like, really hurting. Like, Caleb is only halfway there. You trade Love and somebody else?
No, so I think the Nets thing is it has to involve Kyle, basically. And to me, we're going to get to this super chat. Oh, very,
let's go,
very
we get swift. Money.
So we have.
Oh, I love that. I actually love that.
One second. So I think, to me, the sort of pie in the sky package, I mean, well, it's really Tyus Jones and Kyle Kuzma, but I don't think they're doing that. So I think if you're plugging 1 and 4, Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith is like what you would be looking at. And there are some other variations of that throughout the league, Collin Sexton, Kelly Olynyk, et cetera. But I think that's the best case scenario, because I don't think they're going to do like the splashy thing. I don't think it's set up to be that way. Sidewalk Publishing,
Thank you for the donation. He should trade for Dyson Daniels, maybe get Herb Jones too. I do not think they're going to trade for Dyson Daniels or Herb Jones. However, Herb Jones, who's been struggling lately, but you want to talk about, I mean, Spo for some reason doesn't like playing fours who are like above 6 foot seven. So I think Herb Jones would be perfect.
I think the reason why Herb is struggling is because they're given so many minutes to Trey and BI. And I think it's just Herb really flourished without Zion. And now Zion is back and you're playing Trey Murphy all these minutes. It's really hard for him to get his rhythm. And even their rookie Jordan Hawkins was getting more minutes than Herb as well.
Someone else posted about Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith earlier. I just want to point out Spencer Dinwiddie is an expiring $20 million contract. Dorian Finney-Smith is 13.9, 14.9, and then a player option for 15.3. Both of them are 30 years old or thereabout. And on top of that, Royce O'Neal, who's also on this team, is an expiring contract for $9.5 million at the moment. So the Nets, they're sliding a little bit. They're not really incentivized to tank because they don't have their own draft pick. That is with Houston because of the James Harden trade. However, the Nets could be motivated to sell some guys off for additional draft assets because they have a lot of first-round picks right now, and they could be in the market for a star. We're seeing Donovan Mitchell's name get floated out there in the comments. Donovan Mitchell, that clock is sort of ticking. We haven't talked about him at all. I don't think he's being traded this season. I think Donovan Mitchell's a summer thing. But I think if he is a summer thing, the Nets are going to be one of the teams that should be.
I do think he's going to be a Net because the Nets are saving their pieces for Cat or somebody else. I think Spider ends up with Mikal Bridges.
There's another big guard on the Nets roster that maybe we could be interested in. I don't know how desperate we are.
No.
He's about 6'9", 6'10".
Please, Sean.
I'll take DeLon Wright. Thank you.
Well, he's injured right now, right?
Terry Rozier is another name that keeps coming up in the chat that I think is another good
one. I think Brooklyn and Charlotte represent perfect trade opportunities with the Miami if they do want to use Kyle's contract for a 2-for-1. I think it's just more so on. There's a name that has been called yet. I think DeRozan. DeRozan could probably be a fit for this team.
We're probably not going to get to the All Star thing because we got to wrap this actually in a couple minutes. Who cares? Because All Star voting is something we can get into following up. But yes, Tyler Hero's not in the top 10. Oh well, Jimmy and Bam are. Tyler Hero hasn't played half the season though. He's about to. Terry Rozier's contract.
Neither is Jimmy.
Terry Rozier's contract. Terry Rozier's contract, $23 million, $25 million, partially guaranteed $26.6 million that third year. I think for a player of his caliber, that's fine. You know, you worry a little bit because it's a small guard, whatever. I think Terry Rozier is one of these dudes who we're going to look up one day. And you could kind of see him like in the latter portion of his career as a Heat player, as an annoying seventh man. Winning you like a game five on the road because he just went crazy.
And he isn't even 30 yet. Like he's still only 29. Like he's still under 30.
I think Terry Rozier is going to go somewhere. I don't know. I've asked Greg this. I don't remember what his answer was, but I've asked Greg if he liked him. I think Charlotte is a team though where, and this is the difficult thing going back to, we spent a lot of time on this question for obvious reasons, but I think if you're looking to do something for Miami, you're probably going to take back multiple players. If it's the Kyle contract, you're probably not trading Duncan. I don't think they want to trade Duncan at all. And if Hero is going anywhere, I don't think it's going to be a season thing. What happened? What did we miss?
Sean's hilarious.
Malik Allen still has a better jumper than Daniels at 52 years old. Dyson Daniels went on a little run when CJ McCollum was dealing with a collapsed lung. But second one. Chico 77 says Terry Rozier's key on dueling with
you. 30 seconds. I just want to wish au revoir to, I mean, that's around language, but the Ricky Rubio's career. You know, he called it quits today for the NBA. I hope whatever he's dealing with is, you know, sort of them.
Yeah, today might have marked the official death of the actual point guard. Because we're running out of those. Thankfully, Tyrese Halliburton is trying to keep that alive.
And speaking of Tyrese Halliburton and the All-Star results, that boy is popular.
Yeah.
More votes than Dame.
Well, he's been better than Dame this year.
He's been better than he averaged 17 assists last week. That's absurd.
Thousand Eyes 85 says no superstar trade to be had right now. Just get Let's a base hit like Tyus Jones. Say less. TJ McConnell and Buddy Hield will be in Miami. Timmy, please, will.
Let's go.
Timmy will literally like.
I would be in Miami every single weekend.
He might do drugs outside of FTX. I didn't say that.
It's no longer FTX, Brian.
Yeah, so I say you're off the hook this time, buddy.
What is happening?
For us, after 35 seconds, after 35 minutes, everything goes, you know. Yeah.
I don't think doing coke is actually worse than doing crypto. Go ahead, Sean.
I was just gonna say, I know we're about to get off the YouTube. Really good game, good finish with the Bucks and the Spurs right now, and I think they're gonna be on playback. I think Matt and Eternal, their contract, I told Tony this earlier, like 22 hours a day, they're on playback, so you can jump over there. They're gonna be watching. Ethan lets them out for 2 hours a day. So jump over to playback. They'll be over there. They're going to be breaking down some film from last night, but they're also going to be watching these good finishes. And then Golden State and Denver is next, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Turtle and Mac. Get some damn.
Shout out to them.
They're starting a very tiny backup. Chris Paul. And I'm so, I don't know what the fix of war is. I think I said this like 4 weeks ago. I think they're cooked. Draymond's going to be back soon, but I think they're cooked.
Oh, what if the Heat, talking about circling back to people? Draymond Green, .. Manny, end the show.
I'd rather take Levine's contract.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.